You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Analysts are predicting that Apple's new iPhone SE may struggle in the Indian market. China spends more on online adverts than most other countries in the world, and research has revealed the top challenges facing digital marketers in Australia and New Zealand. Apple is launching its new iPhone SE smartphone, but analysts are predicting that it may struggle in the Indian market. The iPhone SE has a 4-inch screen, the same quality processor and camera as found in the iPhone 6, Apple Pay and live photo support, 16 gig worth of storage, and a Touch ID fingerprint sensor. It does not have the 3D touch capabilities, however. The smartphone is cheaper than a typical iPhone, costing just $450, implying that it's aimed at emerging developing markets with a strong desire for cheap smartphones. Analysts think that it may struggle in the Indian market, however, due to two factors. The first is its 4-inch screen. Large screen smartphones, or phablets, are extremely popular in India, meaning that buying a smartphone with a much smaller than average screen may be an unappealing prospect for many Indians. The second problem is that there are many similarly priced but better quality and larger screened smartphones in the Indian market. The iPhone 6 is available for a similar price on Indian e-commerce sites, and Samsung, Sony, and Nexus smartphones are also available in the same price range. China spends more on online adverts than most other countries in the world, both in terms of the amount of money actually spent and the proportion of advertising spend going online. According to predictions by Group M, 49% of advertising money spent in China will be on internet advertising this year, up from less than 15% just 5 years ago. With the global average for online advertising spend as a proportion of total advertising being 31%, this means that China is a clear frontrunner in the world of online advertising. Looking at the actual numbers, China's advertising market is expected to be worth around $86 billion this year, meaning we can expect to see around $40 billion spent on Chinese online advertising this year. Video pre-roll adverts and e-commerce search are two areas of internet advertising that are expected to see even further growth in the future. In related news, the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba just announced that in the year ending in March 2016, it saw record-breaking sales of 3 trillion yuan. Research by Squiz has revealed the top challenges facing digital marketers in Australia and New Zealand. The top three challenges cited were lower levels of platform integration, tight budgets, and lack of knowledge about specific parts of digital marketing. Looking at platform integration, 55% said they had either not started integrating marketing technology platforms yet, or had only just started to sync their systems. Looking at the cost, almost half of respondents cited tight budgets as their top challenge. Regarding lack of knowledge, marketing automation was the top topic they said they wished they knew more about. Customer experience and content marketing came in second and third place, respectively. The professional online marketplace company Recommend has raised $1 million in funding. Recommend currently operates in Malaysia and Indonesia and allows users to list their professional skills and have past clients review them. It's said that it'll use the money to improve its existing services and expand into other countries. It's not yet announced which countries they will be, but has confirmed that they will be other Southeast Asian countries. Southeast Asia has a rapidly rising mobile internet population. And finally, various apps are popping up in Japan as the cherry blossom season approaches. The blooming of cherry blossom is eagerly anticipated in Japan as the delicate flowers mark the end of winter and hold cultural significance. Various apps have been tapping into this event, such as Sakurachi, Yahoo Chizu, and Joshi Chizu, with the apps offering valuable information for cherry blossom fans, like when the flowers are expected to bloom in the area, how congested each area is, mosquito warnings, and information on where the nearest toilet is. And that's it from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.